All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Roberto Zaccario Show. Roberto Zaccario Show. That's what it is. I am Roberto Zaccario. He likes the microphone. General. Holy Jesus.
I'm sorry.
My microphone.
Hey, at least it's not in my face.
But see how it's side. I'm doing the show like this. So guys, this is funny.
It's funny because it's like you could just talk straight into it, not straight into it, but just talk, and you have a very loud voice.
Yeah,
so.
But it sounds better
when I'm up on it like this.
So how are you? Do you know today's super?
I want to show you this.
Do you know today? Oh, Slipknot, Marilyn Manson. When's that?
Well, there's two dates we can go on. We can go June 14th at the Forum or June 17th at MGM. So we can either go to Vegas.
Go to the Forum.
Or the Forum.
Yeah,
but we got to hurry up because Forum, they sell out. Like,
when do they go on sale?
Already on sale. And they're doing like all the fan people first.
All right, so you know what? How much are they? Did you?
I don't know, babe. I didn't have enough time. I woke up late.
Okay. Let's get him this weekend.
All right, so...
Do you want me to turn the air off?
No, I'm fine. All right, so Taylor Swift is accused of slander.
Uh-oh.
As you know, she put that lawsuit against the radio DJ David Mueller for lifting up her skirt and touching her butt
Uh-oh.
At one of her 2013 shows. And he's saying that she is slandering him because that didn't happen and that the picture that she's talking about that's in custody will prove that she is lying.
Hmm.
Lies.
Hmm.
Groping Taylor Swift is a lie.
So there's okay. Well, I don't know what to say to that. I wonder if but he says he didn't touch her butt.
Mm-mm. She said he said it, he hugged her, but there was no butt touching.
All right.
So the Rolling Stones, the rock gods, they will be playing for the first time ever in Cuba, at the Havana, one of the Havana Islands. It's the first time but it's the first time performing there, and the first actual like American British. Western show. So as you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z were there, but they didn't perform. When I said American, I'm so used to the Stones just being, you know, they live here, they live there, they live here, they live there. So I just say Western.
All right. You know, I'm wondering how many people, I know it's
free. Oh, it's free.
No, I knew that. I know it's free. I'm wondering, like, how many Cubans are going to, like, where would they go? I got to imagine
it's an
they
island,
have a,
so it's like...
Well, they got a stadium. I mean, it's not like
yeah.
they're just going to play in the open field.
True.
I got to imagine they have a big stadium because they do baseball and soccer.
Yeah.
I got to imagine they're holding the event in a... you know, in some type of arena, it's gonna be pretty big.
And it's good for them.
Yeah, and I think the Cubans
they enjoy
get
good
music.
Yeah,
I mean, I think they get a lot of American. Listen, even though they've been, you know, banished by the United States, they still do business. With other countries. We're the only country that had them on the banished list.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we had an embargo with them. Well, we still do, but we are the ones that were like, none of our people could go there. None of our business can do business with them. I mean, we were the ones that were like, no, forget them. Other countries still did business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would still get music from other countries, from our country. They would get American products like Coca-Cola or Fritos or whatever the hell. So they probably have a big American music presence in Cuba.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So Erin Andrews.
Okay.
Is saying that ESPN, when she was working for them at the time of her Peep and Tom case, because she's doing this whole, you know, the testimonies in the court and everything in front of the jury, so it's on trial right now. Again, she filed $75 million against Michael Barrett and Nashville Marriott Hotel for the Peeping Tom, and he recorded her naked and then posted online. He was deposition in 2013, but in 2009, ESPN was like, you have to talk to somebody, and we're not going to let you broadcast for the college basketball. And so she and they like were like, you should go to Good Morning America since we're part of ABC and we're part of Disney and we're part of that whole plan. She goes, no, I'm going to go to Oprah, because she didn't want GMA to make it seem like a PR piece and then vanish away. And Oprah, who has been involved in, you know, is a crime victim, who better yet than go to Oprah? So that's what she did. And she said that ESPN forced her. I'm thinking, like, ESPN are just like not nice. They're getting sued by all kinds of people, left and right.
Yeah, and I guess she had like a whole breakdown, crying episode on the stand, because her you know, her privacy was violated. Like, hey, okay.
You can't be in here if you're gonna be a jerk. Stop it. Always this room. You're fine everywhere else, but once you come in here. All right. So remember at the Oscars when Chris Rock sold the Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
The mom, his rival, Linda Dunn.
Yeah.
She's like, it's wonderful, and I didn't know about it, and so everyone started blowing up my phone and blowing up my email and getting calls. And she said that it was a personal throwdown, how she put it. But she said it was good. Now everyone's like, what's that, $65,000 real? Did he really raise that? It's like, yeah, because I bet you those people, like, just gave them, like, $100 for a box of cookies. And we're like, whatever, because exactly. That's what they do. That's what celebrities do. You have to do charitable deeds.
Yeah.
And Girl Scouts isn't it like a nonprofit or a profit
charity
type
thing? Well,
I mean,
it's Girl Scouts. It goes to the Girl Scouts of America, so they could go on trips. And, it's Girl Scouts.
Yeah. And everyone likes the Scouts, like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I can see them. Listen, if 65 people give $100, that's $6,500.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's $64,000, but I'm just putting it in the realm of how many people were in that room. You know, how many people were – how many people pledged? You know, how many people pledged? How many people – maybe said, hey, to one of the girls, I'll just give. Guarantee you they didn't buy the cookies. I guarantee you people just were like, hey, here's, I'll give you a couple grand.
Yeah.
I'll give you $2,000. I'll give you, whatever. I'm sure those little kids weren't wandering around with pockets full of $100 bills. I'm sure it was a lot of people pledging.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you a couple. I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll do this. I'll do that. And that's how it worked out.
It's funny because they show pictures of Leo stuffed in his face with the cookie. But remember, Jennifer Lawrence made like that. he looks like an alien, but. Jennifer Lawrence, remember, she was like, I had like 5 pieces of pizza, or I'm exaggerating on that. I don't want to sound like Trump and be like, there was millions of all these things going on, but there was a few slices of pizza that she stuffed her face with.
Well, you got to imagine.
That sounds wrong too.
You got to imagine it's what? 3.5 hours. It was 3.5 hours.
Yeah. And think about it.
And they
you
sit
can't,
there.
You can't eat before because you got to be able to fit in your dress. So you're detoxing for the females. It's like you're detoxing for like a week and going on, you know, because you got to squeeze. You're not Sarah Silverman wherever you just are like, whatever, yeah. I don't care. But
it's horrible.
You just like, you got to squeeze into those dresses and you got to suck in and you got to do this. And then by that time of red carpet and everything, you're starving. By the ceremony, you're starving. What was it? Ellen DeGeneres was the one that ordered all the pizzas, right?
And well, I mean, I'm not even just talking about that. I'm just talking about sitting there for 3.5 hours going, Jesus, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Even if you are you mm-hmm. and you're thin and it doesn't matter that you, if you were on the red, like you wouldn't be going, oh, I have to fast. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You have hot dresses. Forget that. You would be sitting there going, I am effing hungry. I need a cookie. I need a candy. Just being hungry. Because you got to figure, Pete, you're nervous because you want to win an award. You got to figure the awards are at a certain time, so maybe you don't eat before just because you don't eat that early.
Yeah.
Maybe you're having a drink. Who knows? You got to be hungry.
You got to think, too, with all of them drinking, they're gotta all like, hungry. I'm so hungry. I just want a greasy burger or something.
Got to be hungry.
Oh, Iggy Azalea is saying, come on, guys, fess up to your plastic surgery. Yeah. Duh. Like she did. She wants people to be like her. She's like, I admitted that I had a nose job. I didn't like my nose. I admitted I had a boobie job. I didn't like my boobs. I admitted that I have all this stuff and I don't care. So why can't people do it? Famous and non-famous. Stop making it so taboo that you get plastic surgery. It's like, yeah, I got plastic surgery too. In one place.
Well, not to go back to the Grammys, but I read a
Oscars.
Or the Oscars, my bad. That the basketball player, Jeremy Lin, got offended. You know, the Chinese basketball player got offended by the Chris Rock joke. He was offended.
Hey, yeah.
And it's so funny when people get offended for things that are
true.
Mm-hmm. So you have a joke with the Chinese kids coming out who are the counters for Price Waterhouse. So you got that joke, which, ha, 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 people that are counting, Chinese, they're good with math. Okay, that's a stereotype. It's a joke. It could be offensive depending on how sensitive you are, but it's a joke. No different than other stereotype jokes. But the second part is 100% true. Little kids make iPhones mm-hmm. and tablets. They have slave labor in China so that joke isn't a stereotype joke. That's real. Legit in those countries, they're not men and women. You know, working like our men and women do
mm-hmm.
in the factories, whatever little factories we have left, there's little kids that make $1 an hour. That's real. So people getting offended by something that's real is kind of funny.
Sports news.
Give me sports news. I want to be happy.
Von Miller, the linebacker of the Super Bowl champion and MVP. He was MVP. I got to throw that out there. He got a franchise tag by the Broncos for 1 year. Now, the free agency's open March 9th, so they'll be able to negotiate their long-term deal with him. But so far, it's 1 year with a $14 million guaranteed. But remember, because I don't know if you remember, but remember a couple weeks ago, there was talks if he could, you know, what's going to happen, even though he's the Super Bowl championship and his that rookie deal that they have is almost up.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. All right. Go ahead. Rookie deal. My bad.
But yeah, you know how those rookie deals go up and then it's like, oh, what's going to happen? Are they going to sign? But yeah, so they're going to franchise him and he'll be on there. He'll definitely be on because he's really good.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to put it right like this. Be all right. Go ahead.
Derrick Rose is expected to play after missing three games with the Bulls against the Miami Heat tonight.
Okay.
He had a hamstring tear a couple days ago. And he is expected to play.
You're good.
All right. A-Rod will not be part of the Yankees opener tomorrow. Because what they do, they make 41-year-old men sit out first game. But he will play.
But it's not that. I think it's – I don't – it's –
there's like a
preseason.
There is a opener. Like whenever – like
the, whatever the preseason opener is. Yeah. So, it's tomorrow.
But that's what they do. The beginning of the spring season, they kind of keep the veterans out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want A-Rod to be hurt. That would suck.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins gets a non-exclusive tag with the Redskins, which means on March 9th, people can still get him if they want him.
Do you think they'll get him?
I think he'll stay with the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, where else are they going to go? You know, where else are they going to go get a court? Like, what are they going to do?
No one really – I don't think anybody really needs a quarterback except the Browns, but the Browns probably want a new quarterback, someone that's not been around for a while. Who knows? Who knows what they want? Final story. Mario Williams of the Bills has been let go.
Knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm. And that means that they will be opening up to a $23 million salary cap because Rex Ryan,
Rob Ryan is there.
Yes, but Rex Ryan was the one that said we want to reshape and reform the team, and that's exactly what they're doing. Congratulations. I mean, sorry, Mario. Congratulations.
I wonder what they'll do with that room, because they're not in a position. Yeah, they got a first-round pick, but they're not picking, like, two or three because they didn't do that bad this year. And some of the heavy-duty defensive line guys, I don't know. I wonder what they'll do. I wonder if they'll grab a big free agent in the offseason. Could they get it? Could they go for a quarterback in the offseason? Like, what could be interesting to see? They'll start making big moves this month and next month because the draft will be coming up.
Yeah.
After the combine just got done, the draft will be coming up. And once the draft starts, it's football season. Basically, the draft is football season.
And you're right from yesterday. Like,
ooh, I like when you say I'm right.
The combine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one likes anybody from the combine.
Yeah, no. They all were a couple guys. One or two of the main guys got hurt.
Yeah, and there's a kid from the Buckeyes, you know, Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
That he was supposed to be one of the top tier in the draft, and he even said my combine practice and all that stuff, like, was just off.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that were supposed to do good didn't do good.
Yeah.
I mean, people were like that Boykin, not that he was touted to be the greatest, but they said, they said he was horrible. They're like, he's horrible. I mean, he did horrible. These kids, it's like, they partied too much for these last couple months.
And a lot of them, too, are getting that notion of their attitudes are horrible, so it makes how they are at that combine worse.
Yeah, this draft is not it's just not going to be a good draft. I don't know, but,
They don't have their Amari Coopers. They don't have their – Johnny Manziel before all that.
Yeah,
he actually did really deep. I thought he did good at the combine.
He did all right. I mean, he did better than these kids are doing. But yeah, the last year's draft, they don't have a last year's draft.
No.
Last year's draft produced
truly
a bunch of good kids that shot out of Mariota,
Winston,
Gurley, Cooper. I mean, these guys were big contributors.
They had big numbers in the combine.
To their team this year. I don't know, but we'll see.
Right.
We could get a surprise.
That's it. My name is Katie. This is Rob, and this is our microphone
that I'm holding.
Isn't that the dude you're talking about?
Look at him. San Antonio, Texas.
All right, that's it. My name is Katie. This is Rob, the Rob Secure Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Super Tuesday. Get out and vote.